Welcome to Week 6, Day 2. God's Spirit makes us whole. Let's take a look at 2 Timothy, verse 1 through 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. We did not receive a spirit of fear. Instead, we received a spirit that had the power to make us whole from the inside out. What are the characteristics of the Spirit that lives within us? Full of power, full of love, full of self-discipline. These three things within us will enable us to fulfill every good work which God has planned for us. Let's read John 14, verses 15 through 31. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. And will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. What does the Scripture say that the Father will send? The Holy Spirit, also known as the Counselor and the Spirit of Truth. Verse 17 calls him the Spirit of Truth. How did Jesus say the disciples would know the Spirit in this verse? He will be in you. God's plan always included sending the Holy Spirit down to make us new, to make us whole and complete. Part of the reason why Jesus left the earth was so that the Holy Spirit would come to live in us. Thank Jesus today for the Holy Spirit within you. When you feel the tug of war going on inside yourself, listen for the voice of the Spirit. He will always lead you in the right way, the way that will make you more like Jesus.